Sarasate's Nocturne Serenade, just lovely here on the Oasis. Tianhua Wang, the featured violinist, and you're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture.
I don't want to be a nuisance, but I need your help, Carson. Barrow just isn't up to the task.
M'lady?
He won't clean the silver, or he won't let Andrew clean it.
What?
He says the page of the thingamy will choose which pieces to use.
I see.
The truth is, he's in a sort of trance. Won't you help me? I feel I'm pushing a rock uphill.
I'll be there in the morning, my lady. Don't you worry.
You're a treasure, Carson. That's all there is to say. I'll see myself out.
You could never refuse her anything.
So there's a moment from the new Downton Abbey feature film, which arrives in theaters tonight. Much anticipated after the wildly popular series ended, can you believe it, 4 years ago. So many wonderful seasons on Vision TV, the exclusive Canadian broadcaster of Downton Abbey. The ultimate upstairs-downstairs post-aristocracy treat from Julian Fellowes, and we remember all the characters, Lady Grantham, the Crawleys, Edith, Mary, Sybil, Tom, Mr. Carson, Miss Hughes, Miss Patmore, Daisy, Anna, Mr. Bates, Mosley, so many others. And of course, that cast of characters all lived within the confines of Downton Abbey. Vivian Vassos, executive editor and travel editor with Zoomer Magazine, just paid a visit to Highclere Castle, the real Downton Abbey. And with the movie coming out in theaters officially tomorrow, but really tonight, we have a lot to talk about. Vivian, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Great to be with you. And we both saw the film last night. Any quick thoughts for people who are wondering? We don't want to give too much away.
No, we don't. But one thing that I always felt, even watching the television show, the house, the home, is really the star. Downton Abbey is truly the star.
It is so true. And just to give people a little bit of context to what's happening, we've moved on time-wise. It's 1927, right through 29, and it depicts an official state visit by the King and Queen to the Crawley's family English country house in the Yorkshire countryside, King George V and Queen Mary themselves. And I think people are going to feel very comfortable watching this film.
I think they will, because I think more than one king returns to the castle, just in what we were listening to, Mary asking Carson to come home.
Yeah.
And it's a moment in the film where he marches up the driveway with such pride, and you're waiting. You see the music, everything about it really brings you back to it. I felt like we didn't miss that much, even though it's been 4 years since the series finale. I felt like we could just pick up. It was comfortable almost.
Yeah, it really was. And they haven't changed the editing style. We are jumping around the storylines as we always did on the series. So it's great. And Leslie Nichol, Mrs. Patmore, Kevin Doyle, Mosley, and Phyllis Logan, Mrs. Hughes, were all there at the show last night. It was pretty special for that audience.
They were. And it's interesting for an audience to see the actors as who they really are, and yeah, and how down to earth and genuine these people are, and how much passion they have, the actors have, for the series, for the film, the way they all said they just were able to slide right back into their roles and were absolutely ready to go and happy to do it.
Yeah, and that's not to say there isn't some new elements happening in this film that those characters are having to deal with. So we won't give too much more away, but it does. You can see it tonight. Let's talk about this article you put together. First off, your writing, the photographs, just a very appealing article. So congratulations.
Thank you. It's in our new issue, and we were happy to share all our experiences with Downton, which is actually Highclere Castle. And this is a beautiful home outside of London, about an hour or so outside of London, where the real family lives. They're not the Granthams, but it is the family of the 8th Earl of Carnarvon and his wife, the real housewife of Downton Abbey, Lady C.
Right. And so it's funny, too, because Airbnb has announced this idea where you can now get your one night at Highclere Castle, and everybody's going to be trying to be there. But you've been there a couple times, which
is
pretty incredible.
I've been there a couple times. And, you know, you can be there, too. That's the best thing about Highclere Castle. Lady C is really entrenched in the history of this home and how important it is. And it's still a working farm. It's still very much what Downton Abbey represented as a hub of the community. And they grow all their food, and they have livestock, and the gardens are incredible. So you can visit it at many points in the year, special tours, sets, insider architecture tours. And
does it compare to what we saw in the TV show? Does it feel similar?
Well, I mean, you know that Julian Fellowes is just in love with that house.
Right.
It inspired him to write Gosford Park as well. So the upstairs, downstairs idea
I think Maggie Smith is in that one too.
Yes, and, yeah, and I mean, and the sweeping shots, morning, evening, afternoon, sunset of the house itself, of Highclere Castle, of Downton Abbey, and it's amazing how film and television makes things look even so much more grand. The house is grand. It really is beautiful. The artwork, everything in it is precious and worth a fortune. But the rooms aren't as big as they might appear on film, even though they are still big.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sometimes see, the ladies dressing and so on, and it appears that they're in practically a ballroom that's their bedroom. But I would imagine, you know, that's just some camera work and so on.
Exactly, and not all the rooms are in the house.
Right.
Some of it is the set. Lady Grantham's room is in the house, but I believe Lady Mary's is on set. So it just depends on the rooms, because the family still lives there. So they share the house with the cast and crew when they're at Highclere.
Now, if somebody is thinking about traveling there, you've traveled there several times, you've got that on you. So if you had any tips for people thinking about making the visit, what would you say?
I would not hesitate. I would definitely go and take afternoon tea. If the weather's good, you can take it outside. Do the gardens. They're spectacular. And there's a few hidden secrets in the house, including an incredible Egyptian collection.
Wow.
That is on display in on the lower floors, I guess, the downstairs of the house. I don't want to use the word basement. It's just too, right. It's too regal house.
They don't have a basement.
But the downstairs of the house. Right. So, and Lady C is there all the time and does give lectures. And right now they're doing a tour until the end of October on film sets at Highclere Castle, tying in with the film.
Really wonderful. I really implore people to pick up the September-October issue of Zoomer Magazine on newsstands now, and Downton Abbey coverage can be found 24/7 at everythingzoomer.com. And Vivian Vassos, executive editor and travel editor with Zoomer Magazine, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we want to tell people, go see the movie, right?
Go see the movie. You'll love it. If you're a fan, even if you're not a fan, go see the movie.
Sounds of a telegram arriving to Downton Abbey. John Lund's score for the series, and of course the film officially out tomorrow, but really you can go see screenings of Downton Abbey tonight. And don't forget to pick up that new issue of Zoomer Magazine, the September-October issue, with Vivian Vassos's article about her travels to Highclere Castle. 23 degrees in Toronto, 20 in Cobourg, and 26 in Collingwood. After an update, we'll go Morris dancing and visit the Barber of Savoy.